JP4 CPA Mobile. 4ZLK Mobile, evening, Dave.
4ZLK, good evening. And what are you up to?
Left the old workplace. I was done about 20 minutes ago, but we had to put in our vacation time for the whole year. This time of year for the next year, and I was filling out that paperwork for it. It's all done by seniority.
Never had to work anywhere that I had to do that. I'm glad. I don't know if I could plan that far ahead. Oh, tell you. Well, I've just been playing tennis since 4:30, so it's, that was 4 hours ago. Whew, I'm wore out.
I'm wondering if that's what you were headed back home from. Were you outside or indoors tonight?
I was outside.
For tennis. Starting to get a little chilly, but it would have been good the last couple hours.
The sun was still up, but anyway, it was about 50 degrees, but I think it's about 39 now. But I played down to about 37 degrees. And, you know, if you play and when it's just gradually getting cooler, you really don't notice it that much. But, anyway. But, what was I going to say? Well, might have forgotten now.
4ZLK, good to talk to you.
He's in 4Z. ZLK, KB4CBA, clear.
For ZLK, KO4HKX.
Patrick, that's a clear sounding radio, N4ZLK.
It's good to hear, because I've been having a lot of trouble out of getting it right on my base.
In my personal vehicle now, too, not in the truck that's a little bit noisier, but yeah, it sounds good. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. Sitting here trying to figure out how to get this radio hooked up to the computer.
2-2 that you've got there?
Roger that.
And what in a Yaesu, these little mobile rigs. And I've got an old HF-757. It's a Yaesu. I like the feel of the Kenwood microphone. It just feels sturdier, more durable, but I like the actual Yaesu radio better.
It's the opposite. I like this Yaesu mic better than I do the Kenwood on my 710.
Neither one of my scan buttons work correctly. I push it to get it to scan or change channels, and it ends up changing a memory setting, or not the setting, but it just does something it's not supposed to. And I've had this is a 2900 here, which I really like. It's just very durable. And I don't know, the microphone just seems a little cheaper for the radio, but it works.
Yaesu mic seems to fit my hand and all a little easier and feel a little sturdier to me. The Kenwood mic I got for mine, it's got all the DTF buttons on the front of it, and it just feels bulky.
It's all personal. I understand that. It's just our preference, personal preference.
And, but I mean, they all work, so I just learned to use it and deal with it.
But I had to replace the cord on the Kenwood mic, and it was, I just bought a cord and it plugged in on both ends, and my the rubber coating around the Yaesu, it's been sitting in my truck for so long, it's wearing out on both ends, but I can't just unplug it from the actual microphone. It goes inside it. I haven't taken it apart to look at it, but it's not a plug and play like the Kenwood is.
See, mine is the exact opposite. My Yaesu is just a cable, and then the Kenwood is the one you got to take the mic apart to do that.
Okay, I know I've had this radio for a while. I don't even know how long ago I bought it. I had it in my other truck for several years before I sold it and bought this one. I've had this truck now for 3 years, so it's been a good radio. No complaints other than, like I said, the microphone, but it still works.
Funny, it's just what you get used to, I guess. I mean, if my Kenwood had been my first radio, I probably wouldn't think nothing about it.
Number on this one that you're talking on?
The one I'm on now is my FT-991A.
I'd love to get something like that. Of course, I need to set it up. I need to set my station up at home, so there's no sense in having something if I don't have any antennas up at home yet.
It's kind of hard to justify it when you do it that way. But I seem to remember somebody offering to help you with that the other day.
His name. This time of the year, though, is it's not a good time for me to get out there and do it. It's dark when I leave and dark when I get home.
Oh, Roger that. I just happened to get off early today and get done early because it's a holiday week. But I know that's not the same case for you.
I left a little bit later. I was done about 8 o'clock. But I don't know if you heard me tell Dave, it's my turn to put my vacations in. It's all done by seniority. You know, we're a union company. Everything's seniority. And I have to do the whole year. So I pretty much take the same weeks off every year. So I know, if I'm going to make plans, I try to make them around those weeks. Or if we went to England a couple of years ago and Alaska last year, and I knew they were coming up, so I put the weeks that we were going to go. But normally I just pretty much take the same weeks every year.
Definitely makes it easy if you do pretty much the same thing every year.
Spread them out. That way I got something to look forward to every couple of months.
definitely helps break things up and you don't go too long without some kind of time off.
I got out of my tractor and I put my personal items in my truck, in my personal vehicle, and I cranked it up and went inside, you know, so I'll just go punch out and go wash my hands and I'll be done. And then I forgot I left my truck running, and I sat in there for probably 25 minutes working on that.
It was nice and warm when you got back in it.
Had to run anyway, so it didn't hurt it at all.
So, those will run for a good long while that way.
When I drive for work, pretty much stays running, well, not quite 24 hours, but it's pretty close.
New trucks with the regen system on them, the worst thing you can do is let them sit in idle, though.
They don't get a lot of idle time. And mine, I don't know what the year is. It's not a real new one. It's only got 1,100,000 miles on it. So, what was that, 1.1 million miles? But it's probably a 2012, maybe, 2013.
That'd be toward the end of his lifespan, then.
We have some that they'll run until they die, pretty much. I know that we've got another one that's got 1.6 here in Greenville, and I know Spartanburg's got some that have a lot more than that on there.
Get a driver in them that takes care of them and doesn't beat them to death, they'll go a long ways. So you could be in that one a while, I'm sure.
Far, it seems like the newer the vehicles we get, the worse, the more problems they have.
Goes back to that regen system I was telling you about. I don't know which one you're driving or exactly what you're driving, but it may not have all that on it, and that's probably a good thing.
It's a Mac, but it rarely needs to be to have that done. We've got a couple other Macs that seem to have, well, most of what we have in Greenville are Macs, and there's two or three of them that seem to be a little more finicky. But the Kenworths, especially the older Kenworths, man, you can't even drive it around town. We don't drive them around town during the day just because they got to be regen by the end of the day.
Then there's probably something wrong with it. I know if the injectors are overfueling on these diesel engines, and can still be running fine, and it seems like it's running better because it's putting more power out, but it's actually doing damage to the regen system. The SOC and DOC on it are stopping up because of more soot particle in the exhaust.
Any of those models, I couldn't tell you what they are. They just all look, they're kind of long nose, kind of skinny nose Kenworths. And not like the Peterbilts, you know, the old Peterbilts, but all three of them are like that. So I don't know. Of course, they have a lot of miles on them. They're older, but who knows?
There's a lot goes into that. There's a lot plays into it. Idle time, how it was taken care of. If the injectors are overfueling, wear on the engine. I mean, there's a lot goes into that.
The UPS has the idle shutoffs after 5 minutes on all their tractors. I've actually, when I'm sitting, you know, waiting to go to a pickup, and I'm, you know, I can override that by, you know, there are ways to override that, but most of the tractors, they're not idling at nighttime. They're going down the road, and then they're turned off when they're on the yards, wherever they are. They don't let them idle them. So, but you know, it is what it is. They're not over the road trucks. They drive 3 or 4 hours, and they sit for an hour or so, and then they drive again, and then they get used in the daytime.
The tool guys have a lot of the same issues. Because we're making a lot of short trips, and we let them sit in idle, and then they never get out on the interstate and actually get ran and get hot. That's one advantage I have over all the other guys where I drive mine home up and down the mountain every day. Yeah, I eat some fuel up, but it saves me in the long run on downtime and maintenance on the regen system because it can maintain itself. And I don't let my truck sit in idle. I have a generator on it that every time I pull into a stop, that truck gets cut off. And it's a lot cheaper to replace starters than it is to replace that regen system.
Sure. And I think the, I don't know if they're having more issues with the newer regen systems because they have to keep finding more ways of, you know, being running cleaner, or if the original systems when they were just coming out with them have more problems. But I don't know. I haven't figured out if I like it or not.
My experience with it, the original stuff when it came out, it was plagued with problems. And I don't care across the board on the smaller stuff. Now, I didn't work on the bigger stuff. But all the smaller diesels, it was just plagued with problems. And then we hit a spot where everything was going good. And then now we've got back to where we're having problems again because they've had to make those changes you were talking about, where now they got to get more out of it, more out of it, more out of it. So now it's at that point again.
ZLK. Now let me ask you a question, because one thing I don't understand, and I'm sure there is a difference, but what's the difference in it burning it out as it goes down the road? You know, as it's using it, burning the soot out, or collecting it all, you know, in a filter until the filter clogs up, and then burning it out. What's the difference?
To me, I can't answer you that one. I don't see the point in it myself. I can't prove it because, like you say, all that particulate filter is doing is catching it, and then you're adding heat and ammonia to supposedly break it down and spit it back out at a different chemical. So I don't understand what the thought process is behind that. To me, if we'd have made a vehicle that ran better and got better fuel mileage and made it run cleaner that way, we would be doing better than what we are.
But not just me, all right. I was just wondering if I couldn't understand it. It just didn't seem to make sense. But one of those Kenworths that I was telling you about, I used to drive back up from Atlanta, and I'd drive into Atlanta, and I'd pull over at a certain, I had a, you know, QT that I pull in every once in a while, and it, every few days it would be in, seem to be in the middle of that process, and it would just be smoking as I pulled in. I even had people comment, man, you got a lot of smoke coming out of that thing.
Well, basically, the design came from coal-fired power plants. The scrubber they put on them, that's the same process they're using on the exhaust in these trucks. And when you see those stacks smoking like that, that's the same thing going on in your exhaust, because the exhaust temps on them are 1,200 to 1,800 degrees usually, and you're dumping ammonia and water in there for the chemical reaction with the coke particles to get rid of the NOx exhaust particles that are created by diesels.
I guess it meets up to government standards, which may or may not be a good thing. But I remember being a kid thinking it was cool to see the trucks going down the road with the double stacks and the smoke coming out from them.
My dad was a truck driver, and I thought it was cool when I was a kid. But after I learned how to work on diesels, it's a whole different story. When you see that black smoke rolling out, they're doing nothing but wasting money. Black soot like that coming out of the stacks is gross overfueling. The truck can't use it all.
Back when diesel was cost less than regular unleaded, I guess. Yeah, it was pretty cheap. It was like 69, 79 cents a gallon back then.
Bought my first diesel pickup, I don't know what, 23, 24 years ago. Diesel wouldn't, but like 89 cents a gallon.
We'll never see that again. Patrick, N4ZLK.
KO4HKX. I doubt we'll ever see that again either. They won't let it happen even if they could.
R.O., go ahead, N4ZLK.
Hey, guys, interesting conversation. I drive a diesel pickup myself. But I just made some adjustments to this radio. Is it making it into the repeater okay?
It sounds really clear.
You're sounding good up here, too.
I'll check it real quick. I heard you guys on here. All right, have a good evening. Have fun with the diesels. I got a Duramax and love it.
7.3s of some kind, right, Patrick?
Two of them. I've owned a Duramax, too. I've worked on them. I've done a short stint for GM working on their diesels and got certified on all their stuff, too. They're not bad engines. They've got their problems just like everybody else. They got their weak links, too.
To the other station, I think N4WRO, maybe. That's probably wrong. Have a good night. And your radio sounds good. Patrick, it's almost net time here.
Yeah, I'm sitting here at the desk watching that. We got a few minutes, but a net controller, Walt, should be coming on here making sure he's got everything set up.
Patrick, let me ask you one more thing. Is it good every once in a while to, as some people say, to blow out the diesel engines? Like, I'm pretty easy on the pedal when I drive, but is it good to step on it and run it pretty hard for a minute? I know I see a little bit of gray smoke coming out. Is that good, or is that just overusing fuel?
That is good. You need to clean that out. Don't be afraid to mash that little skinny pedal. You're not going to hurt that engine. 6 quarts low on oil, it'll shut it down. There's one test on that 7.3 that when you bring it into the shop, I sit there and hold my foot on the floor for 3 minutes.
I'm not really worried about the engine. I'm more worried about the transmission.
Said it this way. I would rather it tear up close to home than when I'm out away.
So I guess I could do that in park. Like you said, you run that test. I could just do that every once in a while in park instead of down the road.
Not the same thing. They like the heat. When you're pulling down the road or pulling a hill, get on it. They like that heat, and that helps blow out the... Because your truck has a particulate filter underneath it, even though it doesn't have the regen system on it, and it will get plugged up. And it has the exhaust back pressure tube that'll get plugged up also. So don't be afraid to get them hot. They like it. When they get hot, they run better.
That filter, that particulate filter, I didn't even know I had one. Is it something that easy to get to change, or is it something I should keep blown out?
There is no changing unless you change the exhaust. If you look up under the driver's seat or passenger's front seat, you'll see a canister there that's where it's at. And that's just got like a little grid system in it that keeps it in there so that when you do mash on it, that's why you see that little bit of puff of black smoke and gray smoke. That's where it's coming from, is it's stored in there and you're cleaning it out. You're creating that heat in there to burn it off.
That info, I didn't know that. That's good. I've always been kind of... I like to, when I buy a vehicle, I buy it the last, you know, so I kind of take it easy on them. But if I need to do that, I need to do that.
Actually, driving them easy is a lot of times harder on them than getting out and running them sometimes. I mean, not getting out and just beating on them, but letting them run. Like when you hit, like coming up 25 every day or up salute a grade, let it get some heat in it.
Pick you up on that.
Been wild with it, but don't be afraid of it either.
I can then I'll probably get off, but I took my brother and I went up to the top of Sassafras Mountain, and I don't know if you've been up there off 178 to get to the top of it. It's a pretty steep drive up, and I was moving along pretty good, and got to the top and noticed that I had some transmission fluid coming out. Of course, I was like, man, I'm not driving this now. I've done something to my transmission. So I had it towed down, and guy looked at it and said, you were about a half a quart low. He said, sometimes when they, you know, they can leak if you, you know, put a lot of pressure on it. And he said, and it gets real hot, it can force its way out. But he said, it's not worth fixing until you have a transmission problem, because, I mean, it's not leaking under normal circumstances. And they got to take the whole transmission down to do something about it anyway. So he said it wasn't worth doing anything until it was a major issue.
Yeah, that's the front pump seal leaking. They will do that if you get them hot and the fluid expands and it's got to push it out somewhere. And that's generally where it is. That's why they make the new seal for it to hold the heat better in the snout on the converters. So they found some weak links in that there and then some upgrades for it when it becomes time. But like you said, until it's time, I wouldn't put the money in it.
So anyway, all right, well, I'm going to go ahead and get off of here and get out of the way for the net. But really enjoyed talking to you tonight and learned a lot, so I appreciate it. And I'll try to remember to send you a quick email at some point after I get home about what we talked about earlier. So I found out a little bit. KO4HKX, N4ZLK. Have a good night.
N4ZLK, you be safe going on into home, and look forward to talking to you again. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
Tonight is kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike, K4OIM. My name is Walt. My location is Inman, South Carolina, up here on Lake Bowen. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Cedar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Traffic for the net tonight, please call K4OIM or net control. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call K4OIM or net control. So, we'll begin the roll call now. First, I'll go over the list of our pre-check-ins. That's the ones that took advantage of going on the Rogers website. If you're not going to be around your radio, going to be out of town or something for a while, well, for tonight anyway, you can go to the website and check in there on the pre-check-in list. And first up, we got W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred over at Traveler's Rest, and he brings along his pretty bride, Miss Isla, in 4IEI. Fred, you and Miss Isla have a happy Thanksgiving. And K4XMR, that's male down in Prosperity. Then KW4TS, that's my friend Jim over in Pelzer. KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville. KB2BYQ, that's my friend Dave over in Easley. K1CJW, that's Roland. Roland's over in Pickens. Roland, I hope nothing's wrong with your health. Be thinking about you, buddy. Then W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark over in Simpsonville. And Mark is our Sunday night net control station. And he brings along his pretty wife, Miss Wendy, KM4HTP. And Wendy is our alternate Monday night net control station. Mark, you and Wendy have a happy Thanksgiving. And KO4RUR, that's Mr. Chris over in Greenville. KC4W, that's Mr. Bill down in Anderson. And my good friend John, KM4RJN, up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. I hope all of you people that checked in on the pre-check-in have a very happy Thanksgiving. All you new hams out there just got your ticket and never checked into a net before, now's your opportunity. Just call Net Control, come back with your name and call sign and where you're at, and we'll get you checked in. Any new hams, call K4OYM or Net Control. We got any new hams up right now. So, let's check Echo Link. And it don't look like I've got no one waiting on Echo Link. I'll come back here in just a few moments and check and see if anybody shows up on Echo Link. I'm rolling with the RF section. Tonight being Tuesday night, we start with the letters I through L, India through Lima. If the first letter and the suffix of your call begins with the letter I through L, please call K4OYM or Net Control. Oh, and I did leave something out before there. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right you portion. And don't forget, after the send my net report in, we have a round table on Tuesday night. That's where any new hams got any kind of questions about ham radio, antennas, computers, or grounding. We've always got somebody back listening that are really able and willing to step up and try to get your questions answered. So now we'll begin the roll call. India through Lima, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
I am. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative, though, and saying 73s for each one of you.
Jim, you and the family are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling that, Walt. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all. No traffic, no comment.
K4OIM. Sorry for being out of turn, Walt. I do have one announcement. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
M. I'm going to be out of turn as well. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm mobile in Cleveland, South Carolina, but pulling in the driveway. 73. Hope everyone has a good Thanksgiving.
OIM. Hope you and the family are doing well. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Let's mark us in and out, if you would, please. I will be around for the round table. Everyone have a good night. 73.
Why? India 4, Lima, Zulu, India, KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, but when you get into the normal round table after the, you turn in the net report, I'll be listening at least. If I decide I want to pop in, then I'll pop in, but I'll be listening for sure.
Kilo 4, Canyon Rock. Please check in. N4. NLR. November 4. Nothing like radio. Name here Jim. Indian Mike. Location here in Greenville, South Carolina. And if you would check me in and out, then I'll appreciate it. And I hope everyone has a nice Thanksgiving coming up. N4. NLR.
A good start here tonight. First, we got up KK4 JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo. You beat him to the punch tonight, James. Have a happy Thanksgiving up there, you and your family. Then W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid up in Fletcher. Thank you for checking in, Sid. You want to give a plug for your net?
Folks, the net is on Sunday evenings at 8 o'clock on 146-640, tone of 91.5, and all are invited to check in with us on Sunday. That's the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club net, 8 o'clock Sunday evening. Thanks, Walt. You all have a good and everybody have a faithful Thanksgiving. That's 4IOE.
Have a happy Thanksgiving to Sid, you and your family. Like Dave said the other night, you give us a scare the other week. And then next we got up W4DJW. That's Dave over in Greer, and he is our net manager, the one that keeps everything rolling. Appreciate you, Dave. And Dave, you said you had an announcement. You want to go ahead and make it now?
Yeah, Walt, I'll go ahead and do that now. So it's with a heavy heart that I have to bring the news to the net that our alternate Monday night net control operator, he fills in after Wendy does the first two Monday nights of the net, AA4RM, Robert Martin, became a silent key today at 1:30 this afternoon. So be praying for Bonnie and her kids and grandkids and their extended family. As they go through these hard times, we're going to miss Robert. He has been around Blue Ridge Amateur. He's been the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's club secretary. He's held other positions. He's been at most all of our hamfest, at our most of our events that we put on, the bicycle events where we do the radio communications. He's been around the club for a very, very long time. He'll be dearly missed. That's AA4RM, Robert Martin, became a silent key at 1:30 today. W4DJW, back to K4OIM.
Thank you, Dave, for bringing that to our attention. I mean, that totally shocked me. I just wasn't ready for that. I knew he was in the hospital with pneumonia and all. And I had double pneumonia one time and pulled through it, but I guess some of our systems are just not as strong as others. And yes, like Dave said, let's keep Bonnie and the kids and grandkids and all in our prayers tonight. Man, I hate to hear of that, Dave. Really do. All right, we'll get on with the net now. Next, we got ZLK. That's Shane over in Cleveland. Thank you for getting checked in, Shane. And then my good friend, Larry, KK4JBQ. Now, Larry brings along his lovely wife, Donna, KC4MFK. And they make their home over in Greer. Larry, I'm glad you got checked in, you and Miss Donna, and I'll say happy Thanksgiving to you right now. I hope you and your family have a very happy Thanksgiving. Then next up, we got my good friend Andy, KI4LZI. Andy's up on Table Rock. Thank you for checking in, Andy. And then N4NLR. That's Jim over in Greenville. Jim, I believe this is the first time you've checked in with me. We hear every night at 9 o'clock, a different net control station every night. At 9 o'clock and tomorrow night, Wednesday night, Mr. Gabriel, KI-4, oh man, DOS, he'll be the net control station, and he has swapping there like there's a roll call. If you want to buy, sell, or trade radio equipment, be sure and check in with Gabriel tomorrow night. All right, anybody else, Alpha through Delta, please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. Please check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. This is Rusty. I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
K4OIM. Please check in at a turn. Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa. Landing via Echo Link. Dacresville, in and out.
Out of turn. Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India. Name's Don. Check in my wife Linda. Kilo Golf 4 Quebec Lima Quebec. And we're in Piedmont. No traffic, no round table. We'll be in and out, but I would like to know who it was that evidently passed away. I just turned the radio on right at the end of that.
Oh, I am. Walt, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, November, November Hotel, K-O-4-N-N-H. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. Please also check in by telephone relay. Kilo, India, 4, Mike, Romeo, Alpha, K-I-4-M-R-A. His name is also Fred. He is mobile along 95 heading to Fayetteville, North Carolina. 73U Walt, all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight. My prayers will be out for A4RM/SK.
Here for a minute. Landon, I already know your call and where you at, but I'm still trying to deal with the announcement that David just gave me. But could you come back with your call? All I got was KG4, and I didn't get the rest of it. Or where you at tonight?
Yes, sir. The call is Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa. It's landing. I'm in Dacresville tonight. And it's no issue if you don't know where I am. I'm always all over.
Next week you might be in Pickens or Star Liberty. Thank you for checking in, Landon. On that list, you didn't miss your turn, Rusty. WU2T, that's Mr. Rusty. And he's down in Moore. And then Don. I was trying to get down what I completely missed on Landon. I got your call, KG4, PFI, Don. I didn't get your location, and I did not get your wife's call sign or her name.
Don, my wife's call sign is Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec, and we're in Piedmont.
Last name?
Her name is Linda.
That was KG4 PKI Don over in Piedmont. He brings along his wife, KG4 QLQ, Miss Linda. Thank you for checking in and getting Miss Linda checked in, Don. I hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. Then next up, I've got KO4 WNNH. That's Mr. Fred over in Piedmont tonight. Thank you for checking in, Fred. And he brings along KI4 MMR, another Fred, and he's mobiling down 95 heading toward the Fayetteville. All right, do I have anybody else? I-3-Well, please call K-4-OIM, Renette Control. Go ahead, recheck.
K-4 NNH, the second call sign is K-I-4-M-R-A. Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha.
I don't know what I said, Fred, but that's what I had wrote down here. Sorry about that, but at least I had it correct in my logbook. And KG4, PKI, Don, over there in Piedmont, you asked who that was that became a silent key today. That was I forgot his name now. It's caught me off guard so much, but he was one of our alternate net control stations, and he held different positions with the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society over here in Greenville. Yeah, he is really going to be missed. And it seems like we've had several of our operators becoming silent keys here lately. But appreciate you asking, and keep Miss Bonnie, his wife's, and her kids and grandkids in your prayers tonight.
Recheck.
Go ahead, recheck.
Yeah, this is Don, KG4 PFI. That's Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India. I believe you had that wrong there when you came back on trying to tell us who that was at Silent Key. I wish I knew who that was. I really don't.
Recheck, W4DJW. Hey, Don, that's Robert Martin. AA4RM, Robert Martin.
Okay, appreciate that. I'm sorry to hear that, too. That's kind of a shock to me there. All right, net control, go ahead with your net, and appreciate the information.
We're going to move it up to the next group now. M through P, Mike through Papa. Please call K4OIM or net control.
OIM. Walt, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
4-0-AM. In. And out, K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
Here I am. Please check in, Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo. That's W4MHE, Melvin in Hendersonville. And also check in. Kilo Zulu 4 Papa Alpha Mike. KZ4 PAM, my wife Pam. Walt, thanks for calling the net. And happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody on the net. 7-3.
If you would, please check in. Kilo November 4. Tango Zulu Whiskey. It's Gabriel from Hendersonville. No traffic, no comment. Happy Thanksgiving. Appreciate you calling the net.
Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC at Western Greenville County. Be native and native, 7-3 to all of the net.
A pretty good group there, but nothing like that India through Lima. But first up, we got KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena over in Piedmont, and she brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their lovely daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. And they're all over in Piedmont. Miss Lorena, I hope you and Rick and Michelle have a happy Thanksgiving. K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. I'm glad to hear you back on the radio, Pat. First time I've heard you in a while. You've been taking advantage of the pre-net check-in, but glad to hear you back on the radio now. And then we got W4MHE, that's Mel up in Hendersonville, and he brings along his lovely bride, Pam, KC4PAM. They up in Hendersonville. Mel, you and Miss Pam, the family, have a happy Thanksgiving. Then KM4TCW. As my friend Gabriel, he's up in Hendersonville too. Thank you, Gabriel, and happy Thanksgiving. And then our Thursday night net control station, WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt. I'm glad you're feeling better, Matt. I know you was under the weather last week. Glad you're feeling better, and you have a happy Thanksgiving, Matt. Anybody else? Mike through Papa, M through P, please call K4OIM or net control. Must have got them all on the first go-around there. I'll be back and see if I got any in the big group. We'll move on up now to Q through T, Quebec through Tango. If the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with the letter Q through T, please call K4OIM or net control.
I am.
10 Kilo Delta 4, Tango, Whiskey, Papa. That's Tom. And also check in Golf 4, Lima, Kilo Alpha. And that's Angie. We're both in Tocoa, mobile in Tocoa, native and native.
Oh, I am. Check in Whiskey November 4, Sierra, Chris and Lima. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
Pilot. KD4TWP. That's Tom. He's mobile down in... I forgot what part of Georgia you was in, but I know you're mobile. I believe you said Tocoa. And he brings along his beautiful wife, Angie, KG4LKA. Yeah, I believe this is the first time you've checked in with me, Tom. We appreciate it. We're here every night at 9 o'clock, a different net control station each night. And always glad to have somebody have you check in. Thanks again, and happy Thanksgiving to you. And then my good friend Chris, WN4S, over in Lyman. Glad you checked in, Chris, and a happy Thanksgiving to you. Anybody else? Go back through Tango, Q through T, please call K4OIM or net control. And up to the next beat group here, Uniform through Zulu, Q through Z. If the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with the letter U through Z, please call K4OIM or net control.
Net control. K4WFU, Ken Simpsonville.
It's Jim.
Ken,
K4WFU, and Ken's over in Simpsonville. Thank you for checking in, Ken, and hope you and your family have a happy Thanksgiving here in the next day or two. Anybody else, you through Z, please call K4OIM or net control.
K-O-4-U-G-H,
name is Walt. I'm in Hendersonville, North Carolina.